This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1329. Don't be allergic to today's English vocabulary. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you have a gluten intolerance or any other dietary complication? Today, we talk about the troubling trend of Americans developing dietary sensitivities, and we show you some key vocab that you need to navigate conversations about this topic. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I just had a piece of fruit for breakfast. I've recently changed my diet. I used to always have toast and peanut butter, like you with your peanut butter. Yeah. I had toast with peanut butter every single morning, but now I changed it because I found out I'm allergic to wheat.
Interesting. So this is a fascinating topic that I feel like is kind of sweeping our country right now. And I wonder if it's sweeping the world or if it's just our country. I kind of feel like there may be something in the way that we process foods or our farming techniques that may be creating this allergy.
You know, it's so hard to know how long it's been around or if it's a new thing, mm-hmm. if it's just a trend. Because like you said, like the way that we eat and prepare our foods has changed over time. So maybe it has led to more allergies like we're experiencing. Or what if our bodies like always didn't like wheat? We just didn't think to look for it before.
That's a good point, because I remember thinking when I was a kid, do you remember in school, in U.S. schools, they show you as a kid the pyramid, like the diet pyramid, like what the USDA, what our government says we should eat. I think this is kind of rigged, because what they did, I was surprised. I thought there would be meat at the bottom, because as a kid, I ate a lot of meat, right? Like kids eat meat. But what happened back in the 90s, the carbs were at the bottom. And I feel like some of that may have been like on purpose to get the wheat industry going. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
You think big wheat got in there?
Big wheat got. Oh, you know big industry gets into government. We know that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
Guys, that's an awesome phrase, though. If you're talking about like any like big industry, we put the word like big before it. So like big milk, big dairy, big wheat, like any of these huge industries that can lobby the government, for special allowances or preferences.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows? I mean, it could be that we were all shown that pyramid as 10-year-olds and we started eating more wheat than we should have had, that should have been in our diets. Who knows? I think it's a combination of factors. But tell us what you were experiencing. Like, why did you make this change? What was going on?
Well, here's some great, like, technical, formal, academic words for you guys. My GI tract, gastrointestinal tract, right? Mm-hmm. Just my stomach was not so happy. Yeah. And so I found this thing on Groupon where you could, like, send a hair sample to a lab and they'll tell you what you're allergic to, like, food-wise. And mm-hmm. I got back this enormous PDF with, like, all these things that there's, like, divided into high sensitivity, medium sensitivity, and no sensitivity. So I found out that, like, wheat and pork, my body does not like those two things. So I cut them out of my diet, and I've experienced a dramatic change in how I feel.
How do you feel different? What happened? What's the change?
Yeah, I feel lighter. Yeah. I mean, my stomach is a lot healthier. Mm-hmm. I feel lighter. I have more energy. And guys, like, your guts, your stomach, and your brain are directly connected. Like, yeah. It's this intertwined system. Mm. So if half of that system isn't happy, it's also going to affect what your brain is doing. Maybe you feel a little bit foggy, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Or sleepy. It's tough to think.
Yes.
Then that might be due to a food sensitivity that you don't know about.
For sure. That's fascinating. It's so fascinating how food can change our lives that much. I mean, that's a real term, brain fog, right? And a lot of people do tend to experience kind of a brain fog around 2 or 3 or 4 p.m. It's scientifically proven, but I was experiencing it too. And I also made a change about a year ago. I swapped in, instead of having peanut butter sandwiches for lunch, which is what I was doing, very similar to you, but two pieces of bread and a bunch of peanut butter with bananas, I started having just big salads with a lot of, like, kale, spinach, carrots, avocados, nuts, like just a healthier, packing a better punch, right? For the time, you're just getting more vitamins. It's just better. And I don't experience much of that lull in the afternoon anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fascinating, guys. I mean, like, maybe you think it's all a hoax. I know I used to. Mm-hmm. Like, a hoax is if it's like a trick, right? Wow. Or it's not something that's not true is a hoax. I thought all these people saying, like, oh no, I have to be gluten-free, I thought it was all a hoax. I'm like, oh, you just, like, want to have something special to say about yourself when you go to restaurants or whatever, like, have this other definition of yourself. But now I am eating my words because I was wrong.
You're on the train. I love it. I love it. That's so funny. And oh, by the way, I just want to say how awesome the vocab that is coming naturally out of today's episode. We haven't even gotten yet to the vocab of the day, Jessica, but these, you know, hoax, lull, pack a punch, brain fog, guys, these are real, real words. And I want to remind you that if you do use our iOS app, you can create your personal power list in there. If you're a premium user, you can save these words and learn how to use them in conversations. Right, Jessica?
Well, this is what's so cool about that list. Like, focus on that word personal, right?
Yes.
If any of these words describe you guys, describe mm-hmm. how you feel or used to feel or want to feel, any of these things, then you can save them to your own list, right?
Yeah,
these words that you can really use about yourself, not just like memorizing some like food vocabulary PDF you find online or whatever, when like most of those words don't apply to you, so you're not going to use them.
Right.
This list is just for you.
Yes, I love it. And it's all in one place. You don't have to have 10 or 15 lists and all different websites, you know, on your desktop and your notebook and right? You just have it in one place right inside the iOS app. So guys, go and grab that at allearsenglish.com/bonuses and download it. Start using it right away. Well, this is cool, but we were going to get into a few other vocab sets for our listeners today around this trend, right, Jessica?
Totally. Yeah. We've been already talking for like half of the episode and so much great vocab just spontaneously came out. We didn't even get to it yet. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing, guys, we're going to highlight the difference between the adjective and the noun today, because mm-hmm. as an IELTS examiner, I would always hear people mix up these two things, like allergy and allergic. So we are going to highlight a little bit of the grammar today as well. So that's the first thing, right? Allergy is a noun. Allergic is the adjective. Mm-hmm. And this is like, a high sensitivity is also an allergy, meaning that when you intake something, your body automatically reacts negatively to this thing.
Download the iOS app today and get started. You can listen to our episodes and start your 7-day free premium trial where you'll see transcripts right inside your app, plus a chance to tap on words, see what they mean, and save them to your list. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get started.
Picture this. You go to your friend's party. There are some Americans there. They start talking to you and you end up having the best conversation. You talk for over an hour. On the way home, you can't stop smiling. You've already made plans to go for a bike ride with them next week. Guess what, listener? This could be you. Hit follow right now on the All Ears English podcast so you never miss an episode. Hit follow now and prepare for real connection.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And you'll see this a lot now in fast casual restaurants. We'll see all kinds of wording for allergies. If you have allergies, let us know, right? I mean, you'll see that a lot, messages to customers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but the allergy is like the gluten allergy is different than celiac disease.
Oh, right. That's important to note. Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom has celiac and it's an autoimmune disease. Like, it's not an allergy. Because if you have an allergy, like a wheat allergy, I can eat wheat. I'm just not going to feel great afterwards. Mm. But my mom cannot, like even one crumb, and she will have like this intense reaction and just feel like horrible.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I'm so curious to hear from our listeners from today's episode, if they are experiencing this wave of allergies and sensitivities in their countries. Like, is this happening around the world or is it just here? Because if it is just here, then it definitely has something to do with our farming or our processing. Totally. Something in there around. Yeah. I don't know. Boy.
I think a lot of it does come back to just processed foods have like just killed our guts in so many ways.
Yeah.
And now we're just like, and now we're reaping the consequences.
Oh, sad.
So like other ways to say you have an allergy to something, we could say a sensitivity to something, which is the noun, or sensitive. So I could also say I'm wheat sensitive, and a lot of people say they're gluten sensitive. So that's another thing.
Yeah, I'd say it's slightly less extreme than saying you're allergic, but essentially they could mean the same thing, right? They're just different scales of being allergic to something, right? Different intensities. Yeah, but that's another good way. And then another one is intolerant, right? The adjective, I'm intolerant to wheat, right? Consuming wheat, or I have an intolerance to wheat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say this is heavier than sensitive. I feel like sensitive is like, oh, like I can eat it, but it's not that great.
Yeah.
But if you're like gluten intolerant, then you like cannot eat it.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's going to be more dramatic, that phrase.
Right. For sure. For sure. And then there is the phrase. So another way to say, if you're talking to a waitress or something, you want to articulate what's going on, you could say, I suffer from a gluten intolerance. That's kind of formal sounding though to me. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that if I'm talking to a waitress, I think, because it sounds a bit snobby. what I mean? It's like dramatic, like I suffer from. Like it's very heavy. Yeah. But just like as a phrase, we do say that a lot. I think when in literature or websites, right? Like advertisements, if you suffer from a gluten intolerance, then this product is for you. I think we see that a lot.
Yeah. Do you have any other intolerances? Anything else? Like, can you eat ice cream and can you drink milk? Do you have anything else that you avoid?
No, dear. All that stuff is great. I mean, I'm type 1 diabetic.
Right.
So okay, I do have to, like, I'm always thinking about what I'm eating. Because I have to.
Yeah.
I have to, like, calculate how much insulin that I have to give myself for everything I eat. Even if I have, like, one bite of something, I have to, like, take insulin. So, again, like, that's an autoimmune disease. So different from an allergy, different from all this other stuff we're talking about. But I do have to really think about what I eat all the time. What about you? Are you allergic to anything?
No, I had an incident like a couple years ago where overnight.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was so weird. My lip like blew up and I thought it was like scary, like huge. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Do I have some, what did I eat last night?
So
I went
weird.
To an allergist and he tested me for everything. We went through everything I had eaten in the last week and he tested me for everything. Couldn't find a thing. And I think in the end we decided maybe it was a spider bite, but it was so weird.
Oh gosh. Well, that's terrible. Oh, that's awful. I think you showed me a picture.
Oh, it was
at some
so
point
bad.
I saw a picture of your face and it was scary.
It was really scary. If I had to like remain with my face like that, I don't know what I would have done, to be honest. So far so good. But I do think maybe I'm a little allergic to weed or have an sensitivity to it because I do tend to get heavy. Sometimes I'll get stomach aches when I drink beer, for example. Right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hops and weed.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So this is a good topic, guys. We did do another episode on this a few years ago, episode 1026. And it kind of talks about all the different diets that there are out there, Jessica, like vegan,
awesome.
Vegetarian, gluten-free, keto, paleo, dairy-free, fruitarian.
So
oh my gosh, the list goes on. And a lot of them stem out of this issue, right? Intolerances and problems with diet. So guys, go and check out that episode too. Yeah.
Oh my God. I tried to take weed out of my diet. I had to buy all different pasta, different.
It's more expensive right?
It is. Like it's a little pricier.
It's pricey.
And so I bought this pancake mix, a keto pancake mix, and it was the most disgusting thing
I've ever had.
Like I made it and I made like normal pancakes for James and then I tried my keto one. I was like, nope, this is disgusting. I'm just going to eat the wheat one and deal with the consequences.
Yeah. That's awful. That's so sad. Yeah, it is kind of sad that it is that much more. Like I've seen like loaves of bread, gluten-free bread. I've seen them for like $7 or $8.
Oh, it's crazy.
Really expensive.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom with celiac, she buys bread mix on Amazon and just like makes her own bread
so
it's affordable.
Nah, that's probably better too. You don't get the preservatives, right?
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. If you read a typical loaf of bread, you read the label in the US, there are so many preservatives in there and it makes me crazy because I'm like, I'm just eating a piece of bread. It's fine.
Right?
It's part of a typical American diet. No, there's a lot of preservatives in there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe like you're saying, this the way that we process food, these preservatives, I think they've thrown us off. Like our bodies aren't meant to consume that much, that many chemicals.
Yeah. Fascinating. So guys, I really want you to chime in here and let us know your thoughts on this episode. You know, come back to Instagram or come back to the blog. This is going to be episode 1329, but we want to know, is this happening in your culture, your country, or is this just, is this just something we've brought onto ourselves here in the US?
I know. Tell us about the state of gluten insensitivities or gluten sensitivities in your land, guys.
Awesome. All right. I can't wait to hear from you guys. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun. Have a good one.
My pleasure. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.